All objects, if hot enough, radiate a mixture of heat and light, with the intensity and color changing with the temperature. The tip of an iron poker left in a fire will start to glow a faint, dull red. As its temperature rises, it becomes a cherry red, then a bright yellowish orange, and finally a bluish white. Once taken out of the fire, the poker cools down, running through this spectrum of colors backwards until it is no longer hot enough to emit any visible light. Even then, it still gives off an invisible glow of heat radiation. After a time, this too stops as the poker continues to cool and finally becomes cold enough to touch. It was the 23-year-old Isaac Newton who, in 1666, showed that a beam of white light was woven from different threads of colored light, and that passing it through a prism simply unpicked the 7 separate strands: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Whether red and violet represented the limits of the light spectrum or just those of the human eye was answered in 1800. It was only then, with the advent of sufficiently sensitive and accurate mercury thermometers, that the astronomer William Herschel placed one in front of a spectrum of light and found that as he moved it across the bands of different colors from violet to red, the temperature rose. To his surprise, it continued to rise when he accidentally left the thermometer up to an inch past the region of red light. Herschel had detected what was later called infrared radiation, light that was invisible to human eyes from the heat that it generated. In 1801, using the fact that silver nitrate darkens when exposed to light, Johann Ritter discovered invisible light at the other end of the spectrum beyond the violet: ultraviolet radiation.